I love you, Nora. Do you love me?
Oh, I don't know, Jeff.
You're the only girl I've dated in 2 months. We get along fine. You do love me, don't you?
I think so, but I'll have to think about it.
Snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love?
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And at the moment, love and romance is in the air. And in honor of that, I decided to curate a very special playlist for you guys. Because ultimately, it is music that plays a huge part in romance without anyone even really giving it a second thought. We serenade one another by dedicating a song or playing a guitar for our significant other. But ultimately, it has its roots in during the medieval era, where a gentleman would play his guitar or lute at the window of his lady love in hopes that he would receive a little something in return from her. So in honor of that, I'm hoping that there's maybe one or two songs on here that maybe, just maybe, you guys could possibly dedicate to your significant other or dedicate to yourself, because self-love is important, guys. Not frowning down on it. I do it myself. So here it is, my very first Valentine's Day special. Birds do it. Bees do it. Even educated fleas do it. I am so sorry, guys. That was a terrible transition, but I also really like that song. But anyway, this is just my really sad attempt to find a transition to recognizing nature and their version of a love call. Birds have these beautiful songs that they sing, and people don't necessarily think that this is them just trying to find a mate, for the most part. And humans, we have our own equivalent to it as well. You know, we hire a 6-piece mariachi band to sing Las Mañanitas in order to show someone that, you know, we care for them and that we love them. Or, you know, a hot guy holding a boombox at your window to show that he loves you. Or even another hot guy who sings, I can't take my eyes off of you, accompanied by a marching band. Point is, we use music, you know, we use rhythm, beats, lyrics in order to pitch woo. And for the most part, it works. So here's to the rest of the playlist in hopes that maybe you guys can find something else that works for you too.
Listen, buddy, if you ever sweet talk my little girl, I'm gonna lay your body down. If you don't want, you don't have to. But if I ever see my little girl in your new car, I'm gonna do some work on you. If you don't want, you don't have to. Take heed and stay away from my little girl, then everything will be alright. If you don't want, you don't have to.
Get in trouble if you don't want, you don't have to. Oh,
you better leave my woman alone.
We went from playing our lutes and our guitars to pitch woo, to making mixtapes and burning CDs, to now sending over personalized Spotify playlists, which, by the way, I hope you were able to find something on this playlist. Ultimately, music isn't going to go anywhere. It's always going to have a role in love and romance, because there's always going to be that one song that just captures what you feel for another person. And the beautiful part of it all is it can be replayed at any time. And on that note, I hope that you guys were able to find something on this playlist that you could find yourself replaying time and time again. I am Napalm Nanny. Thank you so much for listening and supporting. Till next week.
Well, I think that love, a real mature love, is more than I'd imagine.
I guess so. On Bob and Jean, it looks all right, but...
We're not ready for that kind of attachment, are we? But we can still have a lot of fun, can't we?
Sure we can. Would you like... How about going roller skating next Friday night?
Oh, Jeff, that's a wonderful idea. That's the kind of fun I like.